coming to you live from Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. TM Radio is on the air Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And tonight, we continue to discuss the mirror image between George Orwell's book, 1984, and our current world. Okay, we have Angie on the line from South Carolina.
Frank, can you tell me how George Orwell's quotes show up on my Facebook page and show up in my email from 1984?
Really?
Yes, in the past 3 to 4 days, he's been repetitious.
Okay. I can barely hear you for some reason, but I'm sure it'll get better. Okay, you've got a muffled connection, and that's
not
your fault.
Can you tell me how the George Orwell reference is showing up on my Facebook page? Or
okay.
On my email.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad it got around.
Having
3 to 4 days. Yep. So we're looking forward to having you as a new listener. And we're also looking very forward to hearing from you, or not all the time, but knowing that you're on the other end of the line every night. You want to give that a try?
Pardon?
Okay. And we will speak to George. You a little later on. Yeah, you've got a really bad connection, Angie.
Showing up on my social media, on my email, personal email. Since I've been calling in this week, he has been a topic.
Yes.
How does that happen?
George Orwell and the mirror image. that is the deep state today. Okay, Ange, I'm going to let you go until you get a better connection, okay? And it's not your fault.
Frank. I'll listen. No, I'll listen, Frank. Thank you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, George Orwell's book sat in libraries collecting dust for many years. But it is now, or actually not today, I don't have any information, but it has sold out twice very recently. Okay, I'd like to start. This is going to be, in case you've just tuned in, I've gone through all of, we'll say, the book. And now I'm going to start on reality. Speech recognition technology now makes it possible for the government to carry out massive eavesdropping by way of sophisticated computer systems. Phone calls can be monitored, the audio of which converted to text files and stored in computer databases indefinitely. And if any threatening words are detected, no matter how inane or silly, the record can be flagged and assigned to a government agent for further investigation. Federal and state governments, again, working with private corporations, monitor your internet content. Users are profiled and tracked in order to identify, target, and even prosecute them. In such a climate, everyone is a suspect. And you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. To underscore this shift in how the government now views its citizens, the FBI uses its wide-ranging authority to investigate individuals or groups, regardless of whether they are suspected of criminal activity. Nothing was your own except the few cubic centimeters inside your skull. And that's a quote from George Orwell. Well, that's another change that's taken place, ladies and gentlemen. The government now has the ability to read your thoughts. As a matter of fact, I will go into that in a few minutes. Here's what a lot of people fail to understand. However, it's not just what you say or do that is being monitored, but how you think that is being tracked and targeted. We've already seen this play out on the state and federal level with hate crime legislation that cracks down on so-called hateful thoughts and expression, encourages self-censoring, and reduces free debate on various subject matter. Say hello to the thought police. So something that was written in the 40s is now taking place in reality. total internet surveillance by the corporate state, as omnipresent as God, is used by the government to predict and, more importantly, control the populace. And it's not as far-fetched as you may think. For example, the NSA is now designing an artificial intelligence system that is designed to anticipate your every move. In a nutshell, the NSA will feed vast amounts of data it collects to a computer system known as AQUAINT. Now that is capital AQUAINT. Google it, because it's real. The acronym stands for Advanced Question Answering for Intelligence, which the computer can then use to detect patterns and predict behavior. No information is sacred or spared. Everything from cell phone recordings and logs to emails to text messages to personal information posted on social network sites, to credit card statements, to library circulation records, to credit card histories, etc., is all collected by the NSA and shared freely with its agents in crime. The CIA, FBI, and DHS. One NSA researcher actually quit the AQUAINT program, citing concerns over the dangers in placing such a powerful weapon in the hands of a top secret agency with little accountability. These people act above the laws. They act above your local police. They act above the President of the United States. And now they are acting way above in space. Space is now a playground for the elite to launch satellites. And the FCC, like a lamb in the woods, lets them do whatever they please. Thus, what we are witnessing is the so-called name of security and efficiency. It is the creation of a new class system comprised of the watched. You know who comprises the watched? Average Americans, such as you and I, and the watchers. Government bureaucrats, technicians, and private corporations. Clearly, the age of privacy in America is at an end. And for targeted individuals around the world, privacy has ended long ago. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face. Forever, George Orwell. So where does that leave us? We now find ourselves in the unenviable position of being monitored, managed, and controlled by our technology, which answers not to us, we the people, but to our government and corporate rulers. It won't be long before we find ourselves looking back on the past with longing, back to an age where we could speak to whom we wanted, buy what we wanted, think what we wanted, without those thoughts, words, and activities being tracked, processed, and stored by corporate giants such as Google, sold to government agencies such as the NSA and CIA, and used against us by militarized police with their army of futuristic technologies. Well, people, to be an individual today, to not conform, to have even a shred of privacy, and to live beyond the reach of the government's roaming eyes and technological spies, one must not only be a rebel, but rebel. Even when you rebel and take your stand, there is rarely a happy ending awaiting you. You are rendered an outlaw. So how do you survive in the American surveillance state? Folks, we're running out of options. As I make clear, the war on the American people will soon have to choose between self-indulgence, the bread and circus distractions offered up by the news media, politicians, sports conglomerates, entertainment industry, etc., and self-preservation in the form of renewed vigilance about threats to our freedoms and active engagement in self-governance. This brings me to a point where I... Okay, folks, we are going to commercial. And I thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Once again, from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell phone number. Or you can give me a call direct in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Phone access is 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Okay, I'm going to recap a little bit. We've been discussing how prophetic it was for George Orwell
to predict what would happen in the 21st century. And the 20th century. Now, what does the novel mean for us? It's not room 101 in the Ministry of Love, where Mr. Winston is interrogated and tortured until he loses everything that he holds dear. We don't live under anything like totalitarian system. By definition, a country in which you are free to read 1984 is not the country described in 1984, Linsky acknowledges. Instead, we pass our days under the nonstop surveillance of a telescreen that we bought at the Apple Store. Carry with us everywhere and tell everything to, without any coercion by the state. The Ministry of Truth is Facebook, Google, and cable news. I'd like to talk about the news just for a moment. I get updates from offbeat news studios hours before I hear anything from Fox News or CNN. They are cut above. They have real news. And we have a gentleman with a TV station. He's in Kentucky. And he is being tortured to death because he is telling the real news. So we have started to meet Big Brother. Trump's election brought a rush of cautionary books with titles like On Tyranny, Fascism, A Warning, and How Fascism Works. Our local bookstore set up a... Okay, folks, we have to go for a commercial once again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I will give it to you. Nothing but the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org in the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number, and click submit. Or call me in the U.S. personally at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. To access by phone, dial 515-604-9715. The access code is 708-922. The ID for the conference is targeted. If you would like to access the show by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Okay, we have a caller, Ken from Fort Worth. Go ahead, Ken.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I surely can.
Okay. In Fort Worth, they have a 9-12 projects meetings. Do they have any in Boston?
Oh, what kind of meeting, sir?
They call it the 9-12 project meeting. It's going on right now, and I couldn't get to it. But once a month, people get together. They have guests come in, authors, talk about voting, power meters, mixture of stuff. And it's a very good idea. I just wonder if they do it in Boston.
Okay, we have meetings. They're usually annual or biannual, and it depends upon what is happening. This year we've had a number of people detained and taken to state hospitals. And that's something we're concentrating on this year.
I see. But you don't have a monthly meeting, do you?
That you monthly? Know no. No.
Now, these are monthly, basically, third Thursday of every month. I missed it tonight. I couldn't get there, but I do go. I say things that need to be said, you know. But, okay, now, you just tipped me off to offbeat news.
Excuse me. We have Mike from Kentucky. You want to, we can have a discussion, the three of us, if you like.
Bring him on.
Okay, come on, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing, Mike? Ken's here with us.
Well, I haven't had an ophthalmic migraine in a while. I started wondering about that. I thought, you know, maybe I'll ask these guys about that and see if anybody in the community of targeted have, I've done all the things to try to eliminate whatever the source could be. I even talked to an optometrist at one point, and they kind of, I didn't really feel like, you know, the patient's the customer, you know. And I asked him about spirulina and things like that, and they were like, well, we can't really talk about that. That wouldn't be standard of care, you know. And I'm like, not really surprised about that. But when I ask about ophthalmic migraines, they kind of got sarcastic about it and said, no, that's something else. You know, that's not, you know, that's not whatever. And I'd went in there for a thing called a macular pucker, which I had after a car wreck, and a blood vessel popped in my eye. Well, you know, the first one of these I had was, I don't know, 16 some years ago, and I had the internet, so I was able to look it up with, because I didn't know what the heck it was, and somehow I stumbled across drawing of what it looks like. You know, their drawing was in black and white. My ophthalmic migraines are in color. And so I think I've heard some people talking about this, that some of the directed energy weapons and microwave energy, Wi-Fi, cell phones, stuff like that can cause migraines. So increasingly, well, I know for a fact that they can, because I work as a kind of a television technician for quite a while, about 20 years, and I've been around engineers and stuff. I'm not a licensed broadcast technician or engineer or anything like that. I'm more or less a production technician. But I know how to tower climb and work on antennas and fittings and, you know, take the Scotch-Brite.
What's going on?
Well, I got in front of I think it was 950 megahertz, 1 watt circular polarized analog antenna about 15 years ago. And I noticed when I was in front of the antenna that after a few minutes I got a headache. It wasn't ophthalmic migraine or anything like that. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm kind of microwaving my brain here, I guess. But I just recently wrote a note up on my TV10 Newsline's page on Facebook about some you know, basically NASA and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the American Meteorological Society, have been blown off by the FCC, who says they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the 5G satellite swarms that I guess Amazon and Elon Musk, and I don't know what it's up to now. Some people say it's like 20-some thousand satellites they want to put up there between 200 and 900 miles. And, you know, NASA and NOAA and AMS are all saying this is going to interfere with our ability to forecast the weather because, you know, 26-point-something, let's see, what is it, 23.6 megahertz up to the 24 megahertz band. 23.6 to the last part of the 23 megahertz band is where water emits radiation that they can detect from satellite and whatever. But we're 70-some percent water, and water has a polarity to it.
You hit
that's
it.
That's actually how microwaves work, as they spin the water molecule to create heat. And so, my thinking is, because I had this experience with 1 watt, your phones run anywhere from 500 milliwatts up to, I think, 4 watts in the handheld. When you're in a low signal, it adjusts the power up. So I have to wonder, I don't even carry. This is rare. I'm talking on a cordless phone. I don't even carry, as I call them, a voluntary ankle bracelet. And I keep pie plates or years. I've kept turkey pans or pie plates or whatever. And I tested it. Around any Wi-Fi routers that I have to be within a few feet of, I use bulldog clips or clothespins and stuff, and I clip that around there. I actually tested it with an intern, a student intern that used to work with me. We tested how far that would attenuate the signal. Instead of, you know, going 100 feet or 150 feet, our Wi-Fi signals only go about 30. So it attenuates the Wi-Fi router when you do that to the point where maybe it won't leave the building, you know, so you maybe have a less chance of somebody hacking in. But I just felt really belittled by this optometrist, and because she said, you know, well, there's something different. You know, she wasn't going to theorize what the heck, you know, was causing my migraines. And, I mean, I eliminated monosodium glutamate. I eliminated a lot of stuff in my diet that I thought might be causing it. But most recently, the only way I'm getting now is just a random headache, which I can't associate with sinuses or allergies or anything. So I have to wonder,
question.
Sure.
Do you notice a difference on where you're at? I mean, if you're out in the country, driving by the highway, you're sitting at home, does it make any difference?
No, it seems to be random. They've happened when I'm in a low-stress situation. They've happened when I'm driving. They've happened when I'm editing video. They've happened, you know, just seemingly at random. But
think you can pinpoint anything?
No, I can't. That's the thing. They're so random. And sometimes I have the visual effects of the what I call like a color snake that starts out real small, like the letter C, or backwards letter C, and it expands outward until it leaves my field of vision, and then about half the time I get a headache that hurts, and half the time I don't. And so some of the headaches I've had, though, that without the ophthalmic migraine seem to be similar to a migraine, but I don't have the visual part. So, I mean, this is a real mystery. I've studied on it for years trying to figure out what it could be. You know, some people, and one of the first ones I had, I'd eaten at a certain restaurant that I'm pretty sure had monosodium glutamate in their sandwiches, or had not a stromboli steak. I can't remember what it was. It was a submarine sandwich. But I've since went gluten-free and avoiding glyphosate, avoiding MSG. I'm avoiding artificial colors because I know salicylates, the foods that are high in salicylates cause me to have tinnitus typically. And I discovered that by eating some chocolate-flavored graham crackers. And I started looking it up, and I'm like, oh. You know, I'd always had tinnitus when I had to take aspirin for a headache. I'd get, you know, that high-pitched squeal, but or not a squeal, really. It's more of a, I don't know, a high-pitched tone. If you're familiar with FM radio, there's a carrier wave at 19,500 kilohertz, which tells your stereo, your FM radio to go to stereo. And I could hear that when I used to work in FM radio. We would switch from mono to stereo. And then my headphones, it always bothered me. But because it's way up there, you know, it's like, you know, can't even make the sound of how high it is. But a lot of youngsters can hear that high, and they have ringtones on their phones so that mom and dad can't hear when they get a little text or chime or beep, and they'll be way up there. And
so, Mike, did you have a question you wanted to ask? Because
well, I was just wondering if anybody had any clue as to what, you know, what could be the culprit here. I mean, could it be satellite-based if they are inducing these headaches, or could it be
satellite-based? Satellite-based.
Right.
That's
anybody
the platform.
Wants to after dark, if you want to get a pair of binoculars after dark for, I don't know, maybe 2 to 3 hours, it's ridiculous how many satellites there are with the sun glinting on them after, on a clear evening after the sun goes down. You can see them crossing each other in the sky. And they want to put up 20,000, maybe 15,000. I can confirm with like mainstream stories between Elon Musk and his spectrum warehousing, begging the FCC.
Yeah. I heard 20,000 satellites.
Right. You know,
block,
what I can confirm. No, there's already. Tens of thousands of objects orbiting in low Earth orbit. The problem is that they banned asthma inhalers, you know, those little asthma inhalers in 2009 because they claimed they had fluorocarbons in them that damaged the ozone layer. And that same year, the four or five space shuttle launches did more damage to the ozone layer than all of those asthma inhalers that millions of people depended upon. Well, now, of course, we've got China spewing out those CFCs so that everybody can get their wonderful Chinese slave labor goods packed in styrofoam. And nobody's
okay,
regulating
Mike.
That. But these launches of these satellites, I think, conceivably could pretty much destroy
I
the
think
ozone layer.
They are most definitely satellites, and they are harmful. And the next thing that you're going to see is 5G being taken down everywhere, the fifth generation. But I really have to get through some material before 11 o'clock. Does Ken have anything that he wants to say?
I'll call you another night about something else. I'm going.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say that the 5G, I think, is going to be another financial bubble, and anybody
it's going
to
kill everybody.
Get their pensions out of it, get their investments out of it before this bubble pops. I mean, how arrogant can the FCC be to say that the American Meteorological Association, NASA, and NOAA don't know what they're talking about? I mean, it's stupid. The Weather Service tracks soil moisture, and the 23.25 gigahertz band is going to interfere with that for sure, let alone satellite moisture or the atmospheric moisture.
I've got some material I have to get through before 11
o'clock.
All
right, man.
And it looks like I may not get to it, but I'm going to try.
All right. Thanks.
All righty. Call me on my phone if you like. Doing a commercial in it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. I'm going to go, since we don't have too much time left, I'm going to go right back to our material here. Okay, we're speaking of George Orwell and the mirror image of today. They pointed back to the 20th century. If it happened in Germany, it could happen here, and warned readers how easily democracies collapse. They were alarm bells against complacency and fatalism. The politics of inevitability, in the words of the historian Timothy Snyder, a sense that the future is just more of the present, that the laws of progress are known, that there are no alternatives, and therefore nothing really to be done. That doesn't sound good. The warnings were justified, but their emphasis on the mechanisms of earlier dictatorships drew attention away from the heart of the malignancy, not the state, but the individual. The crucial issue was not that Trump might abolish democracy, but that Americans had put him in a position to try. Unfreedom today is voluntary. It comes from the bottom up. We are living with a new kind of regime that didn't exist in Orwell's time. It combines hard nationalism, the diversion of frustration and cynicism into hatred, with soft distraction and confusion, a blend of Orwell and Huxley. Cruelty and entertainment, much as Rome. The state of mind that the party enforces through terror in 1984, we will have to finish at another juncture. I would like to say thank you to my listeners. God bless you all, and good night. My name is Frank.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.